I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time for the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon, president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. You know, we talk about it all the time. And if you've never been, you won't understand the site. And it's not just as easy as, you know, there's a lot of stuff there. And that's great, because if you are an ETF investor, while we highlight one ETF each week, there's a lot of material that will help make you a smarter, savvier ETF investor. It's ETFtrends.com on Twitter, at ETFtrends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider S&P Biotech ETF, ticker XBI.
The XBI, the Spider S&P Biotech ETF. Why biotech now?
Part of it is biotech has just been on fire for the past 3 years. So if you were an ETF enthusiast, you probably couldn't help but notice biotech ETFs and how they consistently show top on the quarterly performance list. Now, I'm not saying jump in at this point, and we'll get to allocation in a minute, but something happened recently. And as you look at the performance of certain sectors over the past 3 years, as I mentioned, biotech's on the top of the list, but so far this year, biotech is also one of the sectors that is performing better than all the other sectors. The reason I brought up this ETF is there was one stock after the first full week of January, called Intercept Pharmaceuticals, ICPT is the ticker symbol. Anyway, it went from $72 up to $445 a share in a very short period of time. And because it was in this ETF, we saw this ETF jump 17.4% in the first 10 days of trading versus, on average, the other biotech ETFs were only up 5%. This is just, I think, a lesson, Chuck, that from time to time, it really does matter what the underlying components of the indexes that make up these ETFs are. And even though you may have a handful of ETFs that represent a certain industry group or a certain region of the world or even a certain asset class, they don't always perform the same.
Now, you talked about how biotech's in the third year of a rally. I want to put this in context because, well, it's ETF Trends and it's Global Trend Asset Management. And we talk a lot about 200-day moving averages and things along those lines. So obviously, this is not exactly a new trend. And you've underscored why we're looking at this fund now. But if you're going to be late to a party, or late to a trend, as it were, does that change things?
Well, it does, because the biggest concern is you're stepping onto the elevator at one of the top floors, right? And if you don't have an exit strategy, there's always a chance that you could see a huge decline, and if you don't have the strategy, then you let your emotions take over. What we want to make sure people do is not jump on the horse that won the last race and think that they're always going to win the future races. Always have a certain strategy. Now, there's a lot of fundamental reasons why biotechnology stocks will continue to do well in the future, and you can research those all day long. On the other hand, everything always has some type of correction. If you look at the 200-day average, it's done a great job of monitoring these biotechnology ETFs, specifically XBI, for the past couple years has been above its 200-day average. But if you'd like to participate in a biotech ETF, it's a great one. It's equal weight, so that means that you're not always going to be in a situation that one or two stocks are going to be the majority of the performance. It's really spread across 71 different individual holdings.
And that's a very important consideration, because it means that you're truly making a bet on biotech as opposed to the biggest names in biotech.
Well, that's it. But in this case in particular, with one stock really affecting the performance and having this one move so far ahead, the current price is about 20% above the moving average. So if you use the 200-day moving average, you could be exposed to a 20% decline before your sell strategy kicks in. So that's another thing to take into account. What you may want to do is use a 50-day moving average or a 100-day moving average if you happen to be excited about biotech at this point. So, Chuck, I know you always want me to say, listen, what's the advice for the average investor out there? Do they buy this? How do they participate? I'd much rather than giving an allocation just be able to use this ETF as an example in a couple ways. A, it's a sector that's been on fire. Pay attention. And if you do want to use it, make sure you use some type of exit strategy, number one. And number two, just because it happens to be one of five biotech ETFs, they're not all created equal. They represent different indexes. The indexes are weighted differently. And it's important to understand and know what's under the hood for every ETF that you buy.
Absolutely. And I think equal weighting in this case, very important, and brings out the emphasis on how we're playing biotech and trying to say you want to tilt to the portfolio. So no allocation. It's more look and see where it fits into your portfolio. But it's the SPDR S&P Biotech ETF, the ticker symbol XBI. If you want more information, well, go check out ETFtrends.com. You can get information on this ETF and on everything ETF there. Remember, too, you can follow Tom on Twitter at ETFtrends, or you can follow him personally. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
There is much more to go because we've just gotten started on the January the 16th edition of Money Life. The big interview is up next. You don't want to miss it. We're living the money life, and we'll do more of it right after this message.